spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo. This is Casual Friday. How are you doing, Alisa?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. You got a lot of good things to talk about. I hope you do.
I do.
Okay, because people are expecting you to shine now. Ready? Here we go. What are we going to talk about first?
And we're off.
And we're off. It's like the races. We are in Louisville, Kentucky, which, by the way, was voted like the best place to start from if you're going to take a trip by car, because 50% of the entire population of the United States is within 500 miles of Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, how cool is that?
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. And with that, talking about driving, we have to give a shout out. I usually save this stuff for the end of the show, right?
Yes.
But I got to give a shout out to Nikola Kolev, who lives in Texas. Mm-hmm. He posted on Facebook and shared with the Superhuman Nation that for the past few months, he's been driving around his beautiful Kia SUV. On the back windshield, you know how parents, when they're taking the kids to a soccer game, you know, and they'll say, go Javanon, number 34. They use those white shoe polish bottles to write on their car windows because you can wash it
like
off.
Like with the rubber stopper.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, like a sponge. Mm-hmm. He wrote on the back of his windshield, Superhuman Radio Podcast, nothing more, nothing less. And then he put a picture of it up on Facebook and said that he feels compelled to share this information with the world. And I was so touched. I wanted to have him on the show.
Uh-huh.
But like many in the Superhuman Nation, they want to remain somewhat, maintain some anonymity. He said, you know, I'm flattered, he goes, but I prefer not, you know, coming on the show. I really don't want to, you know, he doesn't feel comfortable doing radio. I said, fine, no problem. Could you imagine that he is driving around Texas with that on the back of his windshield?
I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's really cool too. It just goes to show you that, you know, and I've said this before, there are people in this audience that could host this show. Tomorrow morning I could step down, they could step up, because what is that music coming from? You hear that? Okay, it stopped. Wow, that was scary. There are
There's
people
a
that
ghost
could,
in here.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It might be a web page that I have open over here that I'm trying to about the articles we're going to talk about. Okay. So anyway, there are people in this audience that could host the show tomorrow morning if they wanted to, because just like me, we are just in search of the truth. I don't have an agenda. It's not like I'm saying, well, I'm all about vegan, so I'm going to promote vegan come hell or high water. I don't care if it isn't healthy. I'm going to promote it. We are just in search of the truth. And Nikola is in search of the truth. And he listens to the show and he shares the information about the show because other people should be in search of the truth too. So I want to thank him.
Yes, we owe him a big thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a new favorite breakfast.
Okay, what is it?
It's one serving of steel-cut oats with one scoop of Way Natural, the strawberry protein powder.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. And some strawberries.
And some and fresh
fresh
strawberries.
Raw strawberries. Just cut them up in there.
Delicious.
Up in there.
Up in there. Up in here.
It's so good.
You know what's funny?
I mean, that strawberry, it tastes
it's
like
the best.
Nothing I've ever tasted before.
I made an announcement on the show yesterday, and I got part of it wrong, and Greg points out that Way Natural is not whey isolate. Okay, it's a complete whey protein. It's not an isolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not using any other whey proteins anymore but Way Natural.
It doesn't upset my stomach or anything. It's so good.
I'm really trying to cut as much of the chemical poisons out of my diet as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I've decided that the best way to do that is with something that I use a lot of, and that's whey protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
And Way Natural has three ingredients in it.
Stevia.
Stevia. And natural flavors, and we don't mean the natural flavors like the FDA approves natural, like Carmine, which is from bug wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, raw strawberry, raw organic cocoa powder, raw organic vanilla. That's it. Nothing else. And that's why they have such a little scoop. Have you noticed?
And it's 25 grams
of protein. It's 25 grams in that little scoop because mm-hmm. there's not all these anti-conglomerating agents and these thickening agents and all this other nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. The only whey protein I'm using is Whey Natural USA, and they didn't pay me to say this, and I pay for my protein powder. They don't give it to me for free.
Well, if you have any strawberry listeners, if you have strawberry, try that. It's so good.
Yeah.
And then plus, Professor Andrew, or Adele
Musa, yeah.
He posted a story about berries reducing postprandial insulin responses to wheat and rye breads in healthy women.
Right.
Now, I don't eat breads, right. Wheat and rye bread. But if I did, that would be a good thing because
yeah.
it takes about 150 grams of the berries, which we figured out
four
to be about
5 ounces.
4 to 5 ounces.
Yeah.
But it curbs the insulin response.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
In a world that's becoming increasingly more diabetic. And with that being said, you said you don't eat bread, but we may be eating pasta very soon. So Quest Protein, which makes the best Quest protein bars in the world, now has a product line called Pastabilities.
We haven't tried it yet.
No.
We have to try it still.
Only 4 grams of carbs, and it's all fiber mm-hmm. in a serving. So I'm looking forward to trying that, but it looks really good, and I'm excited about it because I haven't had pasta in I don't know how long.
I haven't either.
I just don't want all those carbs.
Isn't that something wrong with Italians not eating pasta?
Yeah, right? I'm Italian, and I don't eat pasta anymore. If my mother and father were alive, they'd slap me. They'd go, what are you? What's the matter with you? You don't eat pasta. So anyway, and with that, we have to talk about something.
Is it Christian?
Now, you know that I am, yeah. I am not a political TV, a radio show. We actually are working on a TV show, by the way. That was a Freudian slip. I am not a political show, but when politicians and government agencies try to stand in the way of people having access to healthy foods, supplements, and or try to force them to eat poisons and take vaccines, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, liberal, I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, I don't care if man, woman, I don't care who they are. Get out of the American people's way. That is my mantra. Right? I don't want the government in my pantry. I've said that before, right?
Yes.
Okay. So two things I have to have an issue with. Number one, Chris Christie. He okay. wants to be president, and he said there's nothing wrong with being obese like he is. He's morbidly obese, by the way, folks. Morbidly obese, meaning that his obesity level is so high that it's shaving years off of his life.
And just remember, in February, he appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman, and he said he's the healthiest fat guy around because he doesn't have high blood pressure or diabetes.
Right. Yet. And we've talked about that. There's a study out there that shows this, that those individuals, there's a window of time that they're completely obese, but the body is working so hard to maintain homeostasis that they don't present with a lot of the markers, but they're on their way. On their way. So mm-hmm. go ahead. So here's a guy. Why not embrace your fatness? Get fatter.
Well, he had lap band surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
In February, and he kept it secret until just recently.
Right.
And this week he announced it on the Today Show. He's 50 years old.
That's a
Could he not just go to the gym and lose the weight?
You know what? And this here's the real point here, okay? He wants to run this country, and he doesn't have the discipline to do the right thing with his diet and exercise. Don't you see something inherently wrong with that?
He says, this is a quote, "I've struggled with this issue for 20 years. This is what he told the New York Post. For me, this is about turning 50 and looking at my children and wanting to be there for them."
So what he's teaching his children is this. You can do all these crappy things to your body and then go get surgery and try to reverse it.
A quick fix. That's what everybody wants. It's a quick fix.
Shame on you. I didn't, you know, Chris Christie, I said this before, that you are not representative of what this country needs as one of our leaders because you don't have the self-control or have the instincts to look for the right information to help yourself. And this proves it. You're going out and you're using lap band surgery for something that you should be able to. And you know what? And you're right. It'd take you 5 years, Chris, 5 years to get yourself healthy doing it the right way. The way that it actually will show you, not only the people around you, but help you have a greater self-worth. It would take you 5 years to make the changes. But no, you're going to go and get lap band surgery instead.
Another quote, he says, a week or two ago, I went to a steakhouse and ordered a steak and ate about a third of it, and then I was full.
And why not, but why not apply discipline and eat a third of it and take the rest home without the lap band surgery?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I'm saying. It's like, he's like a heroin addict. He's admitting it. I'm like a heroin addict. I don't have the control to eat right. I don't have the control to say no to the drug. That's what he's saying. Is that who you want to run your country? That's not who I want to run my country.
No.
Okay. Now, to be bipartisan about this, okay, because he's a Republican, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So I got a message just this morning when we did a blog post saying President Obama breaks his promise to label GMO foods.
Which he did.
Yes. But not only did he break his promise, but he did even more, okay? But let's talk about this. So a fellow who just put, assuming it's a fellow, maybe it's a gal, DMO is the name that they used on the website. Damn, leave him alone. He can't do everything all the time. No one can. He has to go one step at a time. Has anyone done every damn thing they say they can do in their life? With a lot of question marks. Not one human being. He has done a lot. So get off his back. And I would say to you, DMO, I would have no problem with President Obama if he didn't do anything. You're right.
By not labeling the GMOs.
Yeah. If he didn't label, okay, no harm, no foul. He tried to get GMO labeled, but he couldn't fight the powers that be. But here's the problem, DMO. He has had more GMO foods approved in his administration than every presidential administration before him combined.
Put together. Yes.
Okay.
More
so
than
not
any
only
other
did,
president.
Not only did he lie to us about GMO, but he's, and on top of that, to add insult to injury, he allowed the Monsanto Act to be signed in, ratified. It is now a law that Monsanto can crap on this country, destroy lives, shorten lives, harm people, and there is no repercussion available to them.
And Monsanto just purchased Blackwater for what? Why do they need Blackwater?
Beautiful. Why does a food manufacturer need a private army made up of former CIA, FBI, and Secret Service agents? Why? Why does a food company?
Are they going to raid small farms with it?
No, forget that. What are they worried about? Are they going to start, like, outwardly, like, destroying lives, and they're afraid that there's going to be some sort of uprising against them? Why does a food company need a private army? So I would have no problem with if all President Obama did was fail to keep that one promise and not label GMO. But he has gone in the complete opposite direction, and he has us now eating GMO, genetically modified and engineered salmon. What's next? Engineered beef and pork?
And alfalfa, which you know, if they feed alfalfa to any of our animals, it's going to infect the entire.
It affects their germline, and it affects them, and we eat those animals.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. No one can do everything all the time. And if he didn't just not label GMO, that would be a small complaint. But he has done so much worse. Okay. And I put him in the same box with Chris Christie. I don't care who's a Republican, Democrat. They have no value on human life in this country. And if you think that they are looking out for you, then I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. And we've gone long, but I had to. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of good things to talk about. As you can see, we're fired up here. Get ready, Superhuman Nation. We're coming. We'll be right back.
Dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay young?
What the heck is going on today? There's a ghost in the system. Okay. I got a feeling it's because of all these pages that I have opened up. But anyway, the important thing happened, and that was the spots played. The music was bad. All right, so welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. And we've got lots of good things to talk about. But the first thing I want to mention is we have a new sponsor coming aboard.
Yes, we do.
Because we've gotten a lot of emails from people who have said, you know, what about toothpaste? What about, what do you use? Because we've done so many shows now about the bad things in tooth products and the problems with dental procedures and so on. And so people are worried about how do they care for their teeth. Uh-huh. Well, we have a solution coming very shortly. So sit tight. We have a fantastic product that even has some research behind it of its benefits to your gums, teeth, and the bones in your jaw. So stay tuned for that. We'll let you know about that.
Speaking of teeth, I read an article in the paper, I think it was last weekend, that Kentucky has the behind West Virginia and I think it was Tennessee. Kentucky is number 3 with the worst dental oral hygiene out of any other state.
Well, you know that Kentucky is where the toothbrush was invented.
The toothbrush.
Yeah, because if it was invented somewhere else, it would have been a teeth brush. But see, most people just have one tooth. That's
Well, but in the article, no, I did read that it was due to people not getting their yearly checkups, or I'm sorry, every 6 months you're supposed to get a cleaning, and from people drinking sodas like Mountain Dew with all the sugar in it, and they don't brush and floss, and then it just erodes the enamel and causes decay.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's awful.
It's something that's completely avoidable.
So brush and floss your teeth.
Often.
Often. I just had my tech up, and it was clean.
Yeah, I know.
No cavities, Mom. Speaking of which, did you know that Tom's toothpaste is now, or I didn't know that they were bought out by Colgate-Palmolive.
No, I didn't know that. And you see, and that's another example of what happens. These companies develop a reputation like Burt's Bees and Tom's Toothpaste.
And then they sell out.
And then they sell out. And then they sell out to these big conglomerates that when they buy them, it's hush-hush. Nobody talks about it.
Right. I didn't even know
but then
that.
But then they just change the ingredients. They start changing things in it. Well, we're gonna add this. We're going to start adding fluoride back. And we're going to start adding this back. And next thing you know, you're buying Colgate toothpaste, but you're paying a premium price because you think it's still the stuff you were buying before.
Mm-hmm. And so I had no clue.
And you found this out because you've been looking for laundry detergent and dish detergent for the house that is doesn't have a lot of chemical agents in it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so tell that story. You just went recently to Target or
something? I was at Target, and I'm looking for dish detergent. So I'm reading the Palmolive, and it's clear, clean, natural. It says all
clear,
natural.
Clear, clean, natural,
that's
right.
That's what it says. It's clear, clean, natural, all natural ingredients, no phosphates. But then underneath it says, do not use with chlorine bleach.
Now think about this, why this is. For anybody who remembers back in the old days when your mom would like add things into the toilet bowl to clean it. When you added chlorine to certain other agents, it made a caustic, almost poisonous gas.
Mm-hmm.
And it like people got splashed with it and burned, and their eyes got burned, and their mucous membranes and nasal passages and their lungs were burned. Well, if that's so natural, why can't you add chlorine to it?
Exactly. And plus, they don't have to list their ingredients on the bottle.
Yeah.
So then I left there and went to Trader Joe's, and the Trader Joe's, I wish I would have brought it with me today. It had all of the ingredients listed on their dish detergent, and it was all natural, like mineral oil and lots of really good, good,
natural agents.
Yeah.
Right? That is surfactant cleaners naturally, and you don't have to use chemicals with, and mm-hmm. you can probably mix it with chlorine or anything else with it, and it's not going to matter.
Exactly.
So,
you know, it's like, that led me to the Environmental Working Group. Their websites are so good.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the Environmental Working Group, the Skin Deep, looking at the lotions and
so
things.
So the EWG has a section called Skin Deep, in other
mm-hmm.
words? So it's all about lotions or soaps, too?
All, everything.
Anything that touches your
skin. Yeah, so they have their house products,
mm-hmm.
and then they have, like, beauty care products
mm-hmm.
also. So
mm-hmm.
right now I'm just looking at the beauty care products, and they have, you can, it has like 0 to 10, and like 0, 2 is low hazard,
right.
7, 10 is high hazard, 3, 6 is moderate hazard.
Right.
And so you can look at what you're using and check it out to see if it's really good for you or not.
Did you happen to go there and put the Trader Joe's product in? I'm just curious.
No, I didn't do that, but I did. I typed in a lotion that I used to use on my body.
Which one was it? Do you remember that?
It was that it was a Nivea product.
Okay.
And it got a 5.
So it was in the middle.
It was in the middle, but I don't use it anymore.
Right. Because you've gotten all parabens
parabens out. And
you've gone through every area slowly. You've been going, first you started with your cosmetic products. Now you're doing the laundry detergents and household products. And it's a process, isn't it? It's very difficult.
It is a process. But right here, one thing that I find interesting that says that mineral oil got a 1 is a fair because it says it causes organ system toxicity.
Well, too much of it, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Well, because don't forget, what is mineral oil? I'm not sure about this, but is mineral oil just minerals suspended in an oil? And if so, we know what happens if you get too much calcium, too much magnesium, too much potassium, too much sodium. I mean, these are electrolytes that have implications in health, but also can cause damage and disease.
Well, according to the Environmental Working Group site, it says that mineral oil is a liquid mixture of hydrocarbons obtained from petroleum.
Ah. And you know what? Anything that comes from petroleum makes you wonder.
I know.
I remember when my poor daughter had eczema. Taylor had eczema when she was young. And we used to buy Aquaphor. And it's very expensive. And it's basically like 50 to 60% petroleum jelly. You know, petroleum jelly is not a natural substance. You put it on your skin, and God knows. I mean, it's like rolling around in fuel oil. I mean, really?
This website is great. It's got makeup, skincare, hair, nails, fragrance, babies, oral care, sun care, men's.
So, what do you do if you do want like okay, a lot of colognes and perfumes contain phthalates. We did shows on phthalates back in 2006 when we talked about how phthalates are anti-androgens, but they're used because they're able to encapsulate fragrance for long periods of time. So they use them in air fresheners, and they use them in perfumes. So you're basically spraying phthalates on your body when you use perfumes. What do you do?
Well,
we don't want to go back to the old days where everybody stunk, right?
No, and actually, interesting that you asked that question, because Jason Leloup posted on my Facebook page a how to make your own all-natural perfume. And so basically you're using essential oils.
Mm.
So like jojoba oil.
Oh, jojoba.
Jojoba.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, the J is
silent. Pronounced an A, yeah. Yeah.
Frankincense, ginger.
I love frankincense.
The musky smell.
I was raised Catholic, and frankincense is the incense that they use during high masses, and I used to love that smell in the church when I was a kid.
Amber, sandalwood, cedarwood, vanilla. So
it's all oils.
It's all oils that you can mix together and make your own.
Well, you should start doing that, because what people don't realize is your name in Italian means perfume.
It profumo. Does. When I was over visiting my family in Sicily, there were signs outside on buildings that said Profumo on it. Yeah,
and you
I got tongue tied there.
And you thought they were relatives of yours, but then they explained that
I'm running in looking for my relatives.
And but then they explained to you that these were perfume manufacturers,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you should start experimenting with all these different oils and start making your own perfumes. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, we have to take a commercial break, and hopefully the music will actually play this time. No, it's not. Something is going wrong here. Okay. Let's do something else. Let's hit stop. Yeah, this is going to take a second. Just bear with me. Because I am the official technocrat at the office.
You're the master.
Yes, I am. I am. Let's talk about something else in the meantime. I have to do something real quick. I have to reset our automation software. It does this every once in a blue moon. I don't know why, but trust me, I will get to the bottom of it eventually. What else can we talk about in the meantime, just real quickly? Anything interesting, Elisa Profumo?
Yes. How about we talk about the New York City school becomes the first to go all vegetarian with beans and tofu.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Because this really frustrates the bejeebers out of me.
It's public school number 244. There's going to be no more chicken nuggets on their school menu. They're going to be feeding them tofu wraps, veggie chili, black beans, cheddar quesadillas, and lots of fresh veggies.
How come this isn't considered child abuse?
And why don't they have a choice?
Well, that's okay. Why don't they have a choice? Absolutely. But why isn't this considered child abuse? How can you force children to eat foods that we know are not healthy for them? We know that these vegan diets are not healthy for people.
Well, key word is we know. They don't know, obviously.
You really think that's what it is?
Well, why would they be going all vegetarian then? And why would the New York City school chancellor say that the school is trailblazing and they're toasting the decision with a broccoli spear?
Why? I don't know why they would say that. I really don't. I really don't. I have no idea why they would say it. But what I do know is this. I know that the idea of forcing children to eat a vegan diet is a very, very bad idea. We know that vegans actually have 2 times the rate of heart attacks than omnivores. That's recent research. And we also know from 2 watershed studies done in the UK, one of them with 46,000 participants, showed that the vegan diet did not confer any benefits on health and longevity over the omnivore diet. So this whole thing about vegans being healthier and eating better and surviving longer and everything else that goes along with it is just nonsense. It's complete nonsense.
Okay, so now I'm looking at an article that says we may all have to become vegetarian, new study says.
Really?
It says a new report has suggested that over the next 40 years, the global food shortages will force everyone on the planet to become 100% vegetarian.
But see, here's the real lie, okay? We've actually talked about this on the show before. The real lie is that it costs more money to raise agricultural crops and destroys and takes up more land than it does to promote animal husbandry.
It says if you're under 60, you may want to start acquiring a taste for kale.
No, no, this is terrible. This is nonsense. It's a lie. This is all a myth. Because what, and in fact, I'm going to tell you something. I was doing cardio one morning, really early in the morning, and I saw a TV spot to buy a cow for some, for farmers in some foreign country, almost like the way they do plant a tree. To buy cows, I have to find out what it was because I saw it and I thought, oh my God, is that what I think it is? But they were actually promoting animal husbandry for some nation that has problems feeding itself. And I thought this is great because you know what? Animals replenish themselves through breeding. The protein is necessary and it takes less land to raise animals than it does to raise agricultural crops.
Okay, so in this article it says that the expected population is going to be 9 billion by 2050.
Right.
In order to accommodate that many people, humans will have to reduce the percentage of animal proteins from 20% down to 5% as there won't be enough water. So how is there going to be enough water to grow the crops?
God bless you. From your lips to God's ears, it takes more water to raise a crop than it does to raise a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
That was their reasoning.
This is nonsense. Okay, let's see if this is going to work. Oh my God.
We have music.
The ghost is gone. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint.
PrintBulletin.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo to discuss topical news, Monsanto, the FDA, all the scourges that want to keep us unhealthy and dying early.
Okay, so we were just talking about vegetarianism, so I want to talk about this story. Just this week, beef prices have gone up.
Yeah.
And the previous high was in October of 2003 because of the bovine spongiform.
Yeah, BSE, right. Yeah.
Mad cow disease.
Right, right.
So, and then, but they dropped quickly. But now they've gone up, and it's a whole different scenario.
And let's talk about why, and why it's not affecting me, because my farmer is not going to be affected by this. Go ahead, why?
One of the reasons is because the corn prices went up.
Yeah, corn prices went up. Corn prices went up because of what? Drought. Remember what the logic behind the whole world has to become vegan. So in other words, corn prices went up because of drought. They're saying you can't raise animals because we won't have enough water. They don't have enough water to grow corn.
The U.S. cattle and calf herd is at its lowest level since 1952, and cattle producers have been hit hard by poor pasture conditions, poor hay crop, and drought.
So how are you gonna be a vegan?
And late freezing weather.
Yeah, how are you going to be a vegan if you can't grow your broccoli and your bean sprouts that you want to eat? How are you going to do it? I mean, this is idiocy. It's complete idiocy.
Well, and then this guy is talking about barbecue and how corn, the corn in the cow's diet creates a white fat, which makes a really good barbecue.
And that's the fat that's killing everybody. That's mm-hmm. the omega-6 fat. That's reason for all the inflammation.
Yep.
See, this is why people love corn-fed beef. They love corn-fed beef because it creates that white fat that looks so amazing in contrast to the red meat. And when you eat grass-fed beef, the fat is actually yellow. But do you know why? Because the fat has beta carotene in it, an antioxidant. That's why it's yellow. So you go for the white fat that's all pro-inflammatory. I'll go for the yellow fat that's higher in omega-3s and antioxidants.
Well, it says here, as the big farmers are better able to absorb the pitfalls, the smaller farmers get nudged out of the business, further tightening the supply of those most choice meats. They're saying they can't make it. The small farmers can't.
Well, my farmer's doing fine. But Jay King's not having any problems. In fact, I just called him yesterday to let him know that I'm back on dairy. Because, you know, I take off in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's springtime. It's the time for renewal and optimism. And I just ordered a couple gallons of raw milk and a half gallon of raw cream. I'm picking it up tomorrow.
Says U.S. consumers are eating less beef. Do you think they want people to think that
yeah.
so that they don't go buy beef?
Yeah. We stopped eating beef in the 70s, first because of the fats and cholesterol scare, right?
Right.
You got to stop eating beef because cholesterol and fat from beef is the reason for heart attack. So everybody got off of beef and got low fat, and heart attack rates are through the roof today, right? So mm-hmm. that didn't work. See, this is an example of nobody is using critical thinking. They're just listening to these talking heads on TV and radio, and they're going, well, excuse me, they must know the truth. They're telling us that we have to eat this way.
Oh, well, it's gone up, so I can't afford it. Let me find something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I better not even go shop for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the reality is that it's cheaper to raise livestock And it's better for the environment and easier on the environment than it is to raise soy, corn, or wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a perfect example of why this is true. I'll give you one. The government subsidizes to help farmers raise corn, soy, and wheat.
Yes.
There's no government subsidies for raising cows.
Nope.
They don't need them. They don't need them. Oh, okay.
Okay, so this comes from Science World Report.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. The lady, right?
A 105-year-old Texas woman reveals bacon as her secret behind long life.
God bless her. God bless her. While I don't know that the bacon is the reason for her long life, God bless her for having the courage of her convictions to admit that she eats bacon in this anti-fat, anti-meat, vegan world today. God bless her.
Says that she loves to eat bacon and she feasts on it almost every day. And she says, I love bacon and I eat it every day. I don't feel as old as I am. That's all I can say.
But you know what she's missing here? What is her name? Does she have a name, first name? I don't know if she does or not.
Pearl.
Pearl. Pearl, I bet you eat eggs with your bacon. I bet you eat the whole egg, the yolk and all, just like you did when you were a kid. I bet you've done it your whole life. I bet you Pearl has high cholesterol. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you Pearl has high cholesterol. She eats bacon and eggs, and she probably eats red meat. She's getting protein at her age. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Most people her age are afraid of protein. Oh, I can't eat. I can't digest meat anymore. Pearl's eating bacon and eggs for breakfast. And she's probably eating meat and chicken throughout the day. You know? And Pearl is living longer because she didn't get caught up in the, well, bacon's bad for you. It raises your cholesterol. It's going to give you heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
There's a critical thinker. 105 years old. And why? Because she's a critical thinker. That's why.
So Oscar Mayer tried to cash in on this, and they showed up at her 105th birthday party in the Wienermobile and gave her a whole bunch of their bacon.
Yeah. I wonder if she eats Oscar Mayer bacon. I don't know. I don't know if she does. But you know what? God bless her. 105 years old and has critical thinking skills.
And it says here she is very active, and she still loves to dance.
There
so
you
she's
go.
Getting exercise, too.
Yeah,
form
yeah.
of exercise.
Yeah. God bless her. I'm happy for Pearl. Go on, Pearl. We want to hear about when you're 106, we want to hear about the rest of your diet.
Yes.
And I bet you she doesn't eat a lot of turkey.
Well, I don't know about that now. According to this medical news today, nearly 90% of U.S. turkey products are contaminated.
Not the turkey I get from J. King. The turkey we get from J. King is alive the day before we pick it up for Thanksgiving.
Researchers identified that turkeys fed antibiotics harbored more antibiotic-resistant bacteria than any other poultry.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense? And guess why they give these animals antibiotics? Twofold.
So they can grow quicker.
Yeah, they fatten them up faster, number one. And plus, they keep them from getting sick because they live in these, you know, little pens where they put tens of thousands of turkeys, so there's lots of communal diseases. So it's for both reasons. But, yeah, they don't need – J. King has wild turkeys. They live on his land.
An astonishing 90% of the meat products tested had at least one of the five potentially dangerous bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's like, what can you buy at the store
well,
anymore?
Well, but there's another issue here that they're not talking about, right? And people are just thinking it's turkey meat, right? It's the processing plants where they're processing them.
Well, think about the story we talked about last time.
Right.
Where they're just now putting...
Indiscriminately going to spray antimicrobial, antibacterials on the chickens,
the chicken,
on everything.
On
the chickens. As they're coming through the conveyor, they're just going to... You know when you pay for the hot wax and you take your car wash and you go and you watch your car go through the car wash and the lights start flashing hot wax and then it sprays that stuff on? Well, they're going to have one of those on the conveyor for the chickens and the turkeys, but instead of saying hot wax, it's going to say Lysol. And as the chicken goes through, it's going to get doused with Lysol. Then you're going to eat that. And the FDA is going to say, a little bit of Lysol isn't so bad.
Bacteriologists are becoming increasingly concerned with mass production livestock facilities because they increase the prevalence of drug-resistant superbugs.
Yeah, yeah.
These organisms can cause life-threatening infections in patients whose doctors have fewer and fewer available treatment options.
You know what the answer to all this is? This is just like the radio communications business back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, right? When they had these big antennas generating 1,000 watts of power. Then they realized in order to do it right, they had to go to cellular, which covered smaller areas with lower power. We need the government to understand that the only way that we're going to be able to do this is to decentralize the food chain and start to support the small family farmers and let people start getting their produce and their eggs and their chickens and their turkeys. And their, and so, and if you say this to some of these people in academia, like I don't want to mention any names, but a relative of yours who's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's impossible. You couldn't feed these people if it was decentralized. We have to have these big. Why can't you have 50 farms doing the work of one of these big farms?
They didn't have those factories years ago.
No, but the academia academic people will say to you is, well, we didn't have this population.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The population would support the small local family farmers if they had that opportunity. And if the government would get behind them, that is what's going to save our food supply. It's not going to a vegan diet. It's decentralization. Decentralization. Say it along with me, everybody. Decentralization. Thank you.
They also identified 3 samples that were contaminated with MRSA.
Mm.
It says here, Consumer Reports advises consumers to seriously consider switching to all organic turkey products.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Or better yet, let's go a step further. Find a farmer at your local farmer's market, and while you're there buying your tomatoes and your pumpkin and all that sort of stuff, say, by the way, do you have chicken? Do you have turkey? Do you have beef? Do you have eggs? How do I arrange to get that from you every week? Real simple question. I had a woman say that to me. Well, I don't have a family farm to do business with. I said, well, do you go to the farmer's market? She goes, oh, yeah. I said, well, ask one of those vendors. How do I do business with you every week? How do I get my eggs and my chicken and my beef from you every week? That's it. They'll tell you. Well, we drive into town on Wednesdays and we meet a group. They usually have co-ops. Just takes a little of the right questions, but that's what critical thinking does for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You're at? Okay. So, want to take a break, Elisa?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good stories still. Can you believe it? We have more. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back.
Both my clothes and no pain. In these skirmishes.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Way Natural Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
What are you doing?
Well, you know how we have the Altrian cocktail, which is better than Myers cocktail? Well, I just had the Superhuman cocktail.
What'd you have?
Well, it's the Altrian cocktail plus two packets of the new Altrian liposomal glutathione.
Oh, I haven't tasted that yet.
But you know what? I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm training harder than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a lot of things right, but one of the things I'm doing right is I am really, really diligent about taking my Altrian cocktail every single day, and now I've added glutathione to it, so I am really excited about that.
Good.
And you know what? There's something else that I'm excited about, and I should have said this earlier. I just thought about it. We were talking about all-natural skin products. DHR Whip, they are not a sponsor of the show.
No.
But they happen to be some local people who reached out to us and sent us samples of their product here in Louisville. And it is by far the best skin cream I've ever found. And I don't even want to run out of it now because I'm so dependent on it.
Well, and we know it's all natural and all organic.
And just like, you know, the natural oils and these new perfumes, like people make their own perfumes, it's coconut oil, it's
vitamin A oil.
Vitamin A, vitamin E, shea butter from Africa. It's like all these different oils mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the website? I always forget what the
DHRorganicwhip.com.
Yeah. Check it out. Again, they're not sponsors, but good, hardworking people making a fantastic product.
And if you're looking for something natural,
yeah,
there you have it. Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about laughing gas. Did you know that your bottle of or can of whipped cream contains nitrous oxide?
Now, that's a rhetorical question because you know that I know that, right?
Yes, I knew that you knew that because you told me that.
Right, right.
You're just like a walking encyclopedia.
Oh, with lots of useless information. You know, but let me tell you why I know that, right? Because when I was a kid, the commercial restaurants actually make their whipped cream from scratch. They buy heavy cream, they put it in a canister, and then they buy these little cartridges of gas, and they make the whipped cream from scratch. The cartridges are called Whippets. So when we were kids, we used to go to the restaurant supply store, and we used to buy a 12-box of Whippets, and then you punch a hole in them, and you breathe it, and it gives you a buzz, just like if you went to the dentist. It kind of like, you know, makes you happy and feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's how I know that laughing gas is in nitrous oxide. Yeah, is in the whipped cream.
It says it has slightly anesthetic properties.
Yeah, yeah.
It's highly soluble in fat.
Okay.
Whipped cream is, of course, very high in fat.
Right, right.
So if you add the
nitrous oxide,
it increases its volume by 4.
But now think about this for a second.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons I think people love whipped cream.
It's because they can squirt it.
That's one of the reasons. But the other reason is when you eat it, there are little micro bubbles of nitrous oxide suspended in it.
Interesting. It says
so. Maybe it imparts like a good. Oh, I always feel good when I have whipped cream. Yeah, it's giving you like a little.
You don't think it's the
pseudo buzz?
Nitrous oxide is an inert gas. Is considered a safe food additive. Considered safe by whom? The FDA.
Well, here's the interesting thing. There was some research, probably 15, 20 years ago, that showed that a prolonged exposure to nitrous oxide may lead to multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, how much you have to be exposed to every day, and you know.
Well, it also says that cooking sprays has nitrous oxide in it.
I wonder if they use nitrous oxide in our olive oil spray and our coconut oil spray.
That's what I'm wondering. You have to look at it. Should say propellant nitrous oxide on
Well, now the cooking with it is different because you spray it on a frying pan and you heat it up.
Does it dissipate?
It dissipates, right. But okay. It's trapped in the whipped cream. I'm telling you, think about it. There's nitrous oxide trapped in the whipped cream. You consume it. You absorb some of the nitrous oxide. You feel happy. That might be why people love whipped cream. Who knows?
Just don't eat a lot of whipped cream then unless you make it yourself.
Well,
and then you have to be careful, too, because whipped cream has carrageenan in it. Most whipped creams do.
Yeah.
I don't think the Trader Joe's does.
No, I don't think so. Officer, I swear I'm not drunk. I've just been eating whipped cream all day long. Okay,
so I just want to mention this to those gardeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a secret for keeping your potting soil moisturized.
This is really cool.
Okay, so you can cut a disposable diaper.
Right.
And it has the cotton stuffing inside it. They're super absorbent polymers. So you can just add that. And, you know, interestingly enough, a guy that I used to work with in my yard, his name was Eric. He used to help me sometimes in my yard. Mm-hmm. He gave me some and told me that it was a diaper filler. And I just remembered that when I was working in the garden yesterday.
Yes, because it's springtime and Elise is out there planting and replanting and potting things and everything else.
So. I love it. But anyway, so you can actually slit a pamper
open.
Or some type of a disposable and get the polymers out of there and put that in, and it acts as an absorbent and will absorb the moisture and keep the soil moist.
Yeah, so and that's a big problem for people, right? Water, if you have a plant that you have to water frequently, you could add some of that to the soil, you know, break it up in clumps, mix it in with the soil, and that will be like little depots of water that the soil can draw from
it. And
over
it turns
time.
Into like a gel mixture when it gets the water and absorbs the water.
Yeah, I wonder if can you just take a dirty diaper and throw it on the planter?
Well, you know, you may be able to. It might fertilize at the same time.
There you go. And well, who said cow poop is the only thing you can fertilize with? You know what I mean? You're feeding your baby healthy foods. What the hell?
Just real quick about I posted a picture on Facebook of some of my flowers, and I went out there this morning. I love to go outside in the morning, and I think the deer must have eaten all my flowers.
Elisa has this beautiful trellis, and she has
clematis
on it that. Two types of clematis. One of them blooms this beautiful purple, this giant beautiful purple flower.
In the spring.
Right.
And the other is in the fall.
A white flower, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called starburst because they're white and they look like little stars.
Right. But the one with the big purple flower, she's so proud because it's like all these beautiful purple flowers are just opening up all along. And she goes out there this morning. There's not a single purple flower there. There's a couple of like chewed up pieces on the ground. And you have to remember, these purple flowers are like 3 and 4 feet high. So it couldn't be like a bunny rabbit that did this, unless it was a bunny rabbit on stilts. It's deer. We saw the deer tracks. The deer came over. They ate all the purple flowers off her clematis.
But, you know, somebody told us, because I've been trying to keep dogs away
from certain areas,
areas of the yard from urinating and burning, basically, the flowers and the plants. Well, someone gave us a hint to use ground-up mothballs.
Yes. So you get mothballs. And you smash them up into like almost like a powder, and you sprinkle that on the dirt. When the dogs come along, like to sniff it, to pee on it, they jump back because the camphor smell is so powerful. Don't forget, their nose is like 1,000 times stronger than yours. They smell that camphor, they just go around it. They don't want nothing to do with it.
So I think we found a solution to that.
Yeah, the deer would probably do the same thing as well, I bet.
I have one more thing to mention really quick.
Okay.
This was in Muscle Fitness and Hers, and I didn't have time to look up the study, but it says that you're in luck if almonds are your go-to snack.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a recent study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that reports that The almonds have 20% fewer calories than originally thought.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did they figure this one out than originally thought? We thought they had more calories than that.
They says that they actually have 129 calories versus the 160 that's currently printed on packaging.
So eat more.
So you can have more almonds.
Oh, how wonderful. Or just keep eating what you're eating now and just figure the number right. How about that one?
Get your macronutrients.
Yeah, Chris Christie, okay? Don't start eating more almonds, Chris, okay?
Yeah, figure out the macronutrients and go from there.
Which is something I just did recently to my diet, interestingly enough.
And what did you do?
I have about 9 foods I'm eating right now. So I went to the USDA food nutrient database website and I looked up every food and found everything that's important to me, calcium, potassium, magnesium, protein, fat, carbohydrates, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin E, all the things that are important to me. So now I can look and say, okay, I am getting all the calcium I need in a day and then some just by eating these foods. I am getting all the potassium I need. Now, no one does. No, it takes a while to do it, but nobody bothers to do that.
I'm consistently low on potassium.
Yeah. But then again, I eat a lot more than you.
That's true.
You know, so obviously. All right, we have to take another commercial break in order to stay on the clock here.
When we come back, I want to talk about onion juice.
Onion juice. Onions. Or as Tricia says, onions. Onions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Oi! Trying to see if Dizzy stays true to his grandma.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. Kinetic Cream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetic Cream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You know who that is? That's Beyonce. She is, according to a good friend of ours, the greatest singer of our time.
She now is a representative for PepsiCo.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Aw. I'm sad about that. Okay, so welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Okay, so Scott Burbank, he said he was going to be listening live. Hi, Scott. Posted this. New scientific breakthrough mimics an age-old remedy for gray hair and baldness, being onion juice.
Yeah, and you told me about it. I said, well, it's catalase, because I read the study, and you said, no, it's onion juice, but then when we read down, it's catalase.
It's PCKUS, which is a modified pseudo-catalase.
Right, and catalase is an enzyme. It's in the liver. But, you know, my question about this is, does it make hair that's already gray return back to its color? I don't think it can.
In this article, it says that this guy, John Gerard, lived from 1545 to 1612. He wrote, "The juice of onions anointed upon a bald head in the sun bringeth the hair again very speedily." So does onion juice help people who are already...
Yeah, have alopecia, they're mm-hmm. balding. Yeah, obviously, mm-hmm. that's a good thing. I'm going to put it over here on my my receding hairline. And see what
do you just put it directly on... I mean, how do you
rub
use
it on
it?
Your skin. I would just take an onion and rub it on my skin.
Oh, you'd smell really good.
I'd smell better than I do after I work out, that's for sure. I told the guy at the gym today, you know your five fingers need to be cleaned when they stink to you as well.
Well, so what about... Didn't you say progesterone...
Yeah, I am telling you this for fact that if you have a problem with balding, if you can get a very very low concentration progesterone only cream, like 1%, and rub it on the balding area, it's going to take a few months for it to work, but progesterone blocks DHT. At the two receptors on the follicle. But it takes a few months of it being blocked for the follicle to go back into the anagen phase, which is the growth phase.
Mm-hmm.
And your hair will start to grow back if you just use small, very, very, very small amounts. You just want 1%, the size of a pea on your finger, rub it into the whole area of your thinning and balding hair, and go to sleep at night, and don't think about it. Don't, like, check your scalp every day and go, oh, is it working? And just do that consistently for a few months, and you'll see hair start growing back. If you have male pattern baldness, which is 99% related to the androgens in your body.
So here in the same article, it says blackstrap molasses has worked well for many people for restoration of color, but it may take some time. Is it because of the black color or the magnesium?
It could be. Maybe that's what Ron Popeil, remember when Ron Popeil came out with that black spray that you sprayed on your scalp and said, look, your bald spot goes away.
Well, I know blackstrap molasses has been used in the garden for as a fertilizer.
It's got a lot of sulfur.
It's got a lot of sulfur and magnesium.
Mm-hmm. So it tastes good, too. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. do I look like...
you have your finger stuck in your mouth.
Who is that character that Mike Myers played? in Austin Powers. That's what I look like. $1 million.
Pine needle tea is another remedy for graying hair.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, I also read that black tea, if you feed your ferns with black tea, if they're not quite as green as you'd like them to be, it helps them to get greener.
So could you just take your black tea bags and just throw them on in the
ferns? No, you have to water them with black tea.
Oh, okay.
Like, just make a tea,
yeah.
Let it cool, and then water your ferns with it.
Interesting. Okay. I know what makes gray hair dark again, Grecian formula.
And then so some good foods for hair health are nuts and seeds, leafy green vegetables, sweet rice, oats, root vegetables, winter squash, pumpkin, black pepper, brown rice syrup, seaweed, and root. Did I say root vegetables?
Yeah, you did say root vegetables. Okay. So you grind that all up and you put it on your scalp? No, I'm only kidding. The birds will make a nest in your hair.
Foods to avoid, it says animal protein.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tofu, dairy products, cold foods and drinks.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make sense.
I would
sense
discount
to me.
That list now that they said that. I mean, there's plenty of people who eat lots of animal protein that have beautiful, thick hair. So,
yeah.
You know why they're talking about that, right? Huh. There was a study done that tried to link high IGF-1 levels to balding. But there's several studies that show that high IGF-1 levels also thicken the hair. So that's why they probably said animal protein. I'm willing to bet money on it.
Hmm.
So anyway, okay.
Oh, just real quick, we mentioned PepsiCo just a few minutes ago. And I know we've talked about this before, but Coca-Cola is announcing that their product is healthful, and they are now having an anti-obesity campaign going on.
So they're going to take all the sugar out of it?
No, they just...
But they're just going to say it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy. Well, even though that study showed that just drinking one sugar or artificially sweetened soda a day increases your risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 25%.
Well, they're saying that their anti-obesity campaign is saying that they offer low or no calorie beverages, and they add front of the package labeling.
Yeah, big deal. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Go out of business already, would you? You, Monsanto. Maybe you should buy a small army as well. I heard the army from Paraguay is now up for sale.
The announcement is part of their effort to convince people that they're committed to fighting obesity.
Key word, folks, convince, right? Why do they have to convince people that they're interested in fighting obesity? Because they're not interested in fighting obesity. Otherwise, if they were really interested in fighting obesity and their products were healthy for you, they wouldn't have to convince you.
The executive director for the Center for Science and Public Health says it's smoke and mirrors. Their goal is to sell as much beverage as they can, and they're not going to give up marketing the hell out of their high-calorie sold
God
sodas.
Bless that person. Who's he with? What agency?
A Center for Science and Public Interest.
Beautiful. I couldn't say it better. Couldn't say it better. That's exactly what it is. Smoke and mirrors to get you to keep drinking soda, getting fatter, getting sicker. They don't care. But you know what happens? Their customers die. And someday they won't have any customers. When all the people who are stupid enough to believe that sort of stuff die off, they won't have any customers anymore. So, anyway.
Okay, so there was an article about Swansea measles.
Yeah, yeah.
One of our listeners, Greg Thomason, he wanted your opinion of this outbreak in the UK.
Well, I just did a cursory review of the information out there. So I could be really off base about this, but it appears that the outbreak has grown after vaccinations, which would almost support my theory about the flu vaccine here in the United States driving the epidemic. Okay?
It said 33,000 non-routine MMR vaccinations have been given around the county since during the outbreak.
Right. Yet, how many of those people actually got the Swansea measles after getting the vaccine? A large number of them.
Well, it said that's too few. Too few 10 to 18-year-olds were receiving, they call it a jab, the vaccination.
Yeah, a needle, yeah, a jab.
And they were the hardest hit by the epidemic.
Because they didn't get the vaccine,
they're saying. That's what it's saying.
Yeah, I don't know enough about this. I'll look deeper into it, but just a cursory review of the information made me think that when they started to promote the vaccine, that the epidemic started to grow. Now, I don't know. You see, this is the hard part of this. The agencies like the CDC, they don't track who gets the virus, whatever it is, the flu, the Swansea measles. They don't track who gets the virus after getting the vaccine. They just track how many people get the virus, a round number, and how many people, how many vaccines they sell, a round number. We don't know if you overlay that and you would go, oh my God, 90% of the people who got the vaccine also got the virus. What the heck? So without knowing that information, it's hard for us to say, is the virus driving the vaccine? I mean, is the vaccine driving the virus, or is the vaccine actually suppressing the virus? Interestingly enough, we just talked about this the other day with Dr. Levitin from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's office. One of the only things that pharmaceutical companies are not required to do research on, its efficacy, before releasing them to the public, is a vaccine. Now, think about this, right? If a company says our statin drug reduces cholesterol levels by 15%, they have to provide rigor and research and present that to the FDA, and the FDA looks at the research and goes, and obviously this is the BS anyway, they go, yes, according to your research, it does reduce cholesterol levels by 10%, so you can now make those claims. But bottom line is they have to go through the rigor of research to provide evidence that this drug is effective at doing what it does. Interestingly enough, they don't have to do that with vaccines. They could easily do it with vaccines. They could do it with rats first and then people too. They could take the flu, which, you know, may or may not kill you, and they can get 100 rats and 50 of them give them a placebo and 50 of them give them the vaccine and expose them all to the flu and see how many actually get them. They don't want to know, folks. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't the government put the burden of proving efficacy for these vaccines? It's very simple stuff. It doesn't have to be done right at the time that there's an epidemic. We have all this time right now where the flu is not a threat. Why aren't these companies testing their flu vaccines now on pigs and rodents or whatever, or even people if it's some innocuous problem, you know? Why aren't they testing them? Why are they not showing efficacy? Why? They don't want to know. It's a lot easier to say, we think it's working, but you should take it, then we know it's not working. Now think about it. Why aren't they being forced to test these vaccines in the same type of clinical trials that they test other drugs? Isn't that a reasonable question for us to ask as a population before they jab us, as they like to say there, you know, in Wales and the UK, before they jab us with God knows what in that vaccine? Like, okay, we already think there's poison in there, but does it work? That's all we want to know. You're saying this is a vaccine that will protect me against this. Does it work? We don't know that, but you got to take it anyway. So I don't know enough about the Swansea measles yet, but I'm going to dig into it. Maybe we can get somebody to do a show about it. Okay. It's that time again to pay some bills. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, do we have anything in particular we have to talk about?
I think we have one more story and then some listener
comments. Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I have to give a shout out to a longtime listener, not only to Superhuman Radio, but a huge fan of Off Topic back in the day, who lives in Cyprus. It's Pan Foley. And he is listening live. And just in the Off Topic-esque approach, we used to give everybody shout outs that would listen live. They would put their names up, shout out, shout out. And Pan said, if you guys are, if this is live and you see this, shout out from Cyprus.
Shout out to Pan from Cyprus. Hi, Pan.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening, brother. He's been listening for years, Pan.
Uh-huh.
We got to go to Cyprus, maybe, and have some fun.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful island, from what I understand.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
And then Adele Musa, he said, I bet you will find similar results for other nuts besides almonds and pistachios as well. And then he posted some information about the almonds and pistachios. And I think actually... there must be on Subversity Blogspot. He has an article about pistachios.
Oh, cool. Very, very good. Okay, so what's the next thing we want to talk about? Fish oil, favorite of mine. So fish oil absolutely helps people in a variety of different ways.
Okay, this study says that taking fish oil pills doesn't help prevent heart attacks if you're already on meds.
So what they're trying to make it sound like is that fish oil pills provide no benefit. The way I read this is if you're taking meds for cholesterol and the like, you're right. Those meds are going to destroy you.
Says a new study says that if you're at high risk for heart problems and already taken medications to prevent them, fish oil won't do any good.
Yeah.
Won't do anything for you.
Because you got to get the people off the meds first. You see, this is if you're taking meds for your heart, I was actually thinking about this morning. Okay. You know, I have these random thoughts. So I'm training this morning and I've been training so hard, so heavy lately. And I realized this morning because I just reversed a heart problem. Okay. You can only be as strong as your heart is. If you want to build a big, thick, muscular body, you can't do it unless your heart is strong. Well, guess what? The heart is like any other muscle. You take somebody who has heart problems and you start them out maybe just walking, or maybe it's just standing and then walking and then running, and you progressively increase their ability to get their heart to function properly, you can reverse heart disease. I don't buy it that people around, once they're around the turn, they're gone. I think maybe they just need to start standing. Maybe that's it. Standing 5 minutes a day, standing 20 minutes a day, standing 50 minutes a day, standing an hour a day, standing 24 hours a day. Now we get them to walk. But the doctors don't look at it this way. So you're right. If you put somebody on these meds that are masking problems, the body can't heal itself, I agree. Fish oil's not going to help you. A lot of things aren't going to help you. That's how I see this. I don't see this as fish oil is useless. I see that the orthodox medical approach to dealing with heart problems is useless. It may be good to rescue somebody and keep them alive, but it doesn't turn the problem around. And a friend of yours who used to be a nurse, and so as a result, she really thinks she knows everything. She was a nurse back in the day when they first invented electricity. But anyway,
not quite that long
ago. But anyway, which things have really changed since she was a nurse.
Yes,
but she
have.
Once told me, well, you know, there are people considered cardiac cripples. Like, in other
they
words, your heart.
They can't exercise.
Yeah, they can't. Baloney. They can stand. You start them out. If all they can stand is a minute a day, you progressively add a minute every week until they're standing for an hour.
Well, why can't they walk a block and then walk two blocks?
But maybe it could be. It could be that their ejection fraction is so low, their heart. But then you start giving them things like D-ribose, magnesium, CoQ10. You get them off of the statin drug. You start removing the things that are damaging their heart further while slowly increasing the heart's ability to repair itself and get stronger.
That study came out of Maria Negro Institute in Milan, but also out of a heart expert out of Tufts University in Boston. He pointed out that although fish oil is often cited as helping to lower heart risks, that could be partly because the people already eating fish are healthy and their eating habits and exercise habits are healthy.
I agree. That, and in fact, to come full circle, the whole 25% increased risk of diabetes for people who drink one can of soda or diet soda a day is one of those anomalies of epidemiology, that it could be that those people who drink soda also don't exercise, also eat crap food. They don't care about themselves. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. There's more to the story. There's always more to the story. The problem is that science tries to isolate one thing and go, okay, we have the magic bullet now. This is all you have to do. And people want that. They want just one thing. Well, just give me tell me the pill I have to take. No, it's everything. It's a flipping lifestyle.
Just let me go get lap band surgery.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Chris Christie. Good luck with that.
The last story I want to talk about is the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health plans to abandon the DSM, the new DSM that's just getting ready, the fifth edition that's getting ready to come out.
The one that says if you bite your nails, you have a mental illness, and people who have heart disease and cancer also have mental illness. It's called somatotypes. It's like, are you really kidding? Oh, somatotypes, I'm sorry. Are you kidding me?
The U.S. National Institute of Mental Health is turning its back on the so-called Bible of its field. In a statement, the institute said it will start doing research in a way that ignores categories in the DSM, which is the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Instead of diagnosing patients based on symptoms such as depressed mood and fatigue, the institute wants to use more quantitative data such as genetic or brain imaging.
Yeah. You know what? It's a step in the right direction for them to become legitimized, in my opinion, if they try to look for concrete scientific ways to assess people who really have illnesses.
They believe that this step is going to bring them on par with the other health fields.
Use
diagnosis as their method
because
of treatment.
Because right now they got a bunch of guys going, you know, I think if you pick your nose constantly, continuously, you've got a disorder.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call it, proboscis picaologis, and then they want to put people on drugs.
The institute director said, "We are committed to new and better treatments, but we feel this will only happen by developing a more precise diagnostic system." Good for them.
Yeah. There's one story I want to talk about, and I don't have the story up, and I don't expect you to have it up right now, but we can kind of just vamp about this for a second. There's one other thing I want to talk about Before we go on to the listener comments.
Okay,
so last week, the Wizard of Oz, and I talked about this already, talked about the fact that, you know, is sunblock killing you, right? And we started talking about this back in 2007.
Well, it's now becoming mainstream.
Yes, yes. It takes a while. And that's why the more people who listen to shows like mine and others like mine.
Now everybody is talking about sunscreens are bad for you. I can remember you said that a few years ago, and I thought, really? Because I had never heard it until I heard you say that.
And sunscreens are bad for you on a variety of levels, not just because some of the materials that they use to block the sun are micronized size and are able to breach the stratum corneum and be absorbed into your body and get into your bloodstream and do damaging things, including lead to some cancers. It's also because it is unnatural. It is as unnatural to walk out in the sun and not be bathed by the sun and have all of the metabolic reflexes of the skin take place under the sun as it is to use antiperspirants and try to keep yourself from sweating. This is idiocy, folks. This is idiocy. So Adele Moussa talked about a study where now some dermatologists are saying, you know what? We may have gotten it wrong. Actually, exposure to the sun may prolong life and make you healthier. Really? Oh, well, we knew that already in the Superhuman Nation, right?
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about laying in the sun like I did when I was a kid in Vegas and trying to get as like dark like a piece of beef jerky. We're talking about being out and not being afraid of the sun. Women, stop putting sunscreens on your children when they go out and play. Let the sun do what it's supposed to do for your children. Make vitamin D and other things, okay?
And if you have somebody that burns, you can put shirts on.
Well,
right?
You put shirts on and the exposure should be gradual. You don't go, as Adele said, his friends, you know, who they're in the winter all year long and then they go to some island and they lay in the sun for 6 days just so they can talk about where they were, and they go from having zero sun to having too much sun overnight.
I've done that before.
Well, everybody has, right? And you get a burn, right?
Mm-hmm.
But don't be afraid of the sun. Go out in the sun. Play in the sun. Let the sun do. We evolved under the sun, folks. This is idiocy. And so now the dermatology people are coming out and saying, you know what? Maybe we were wrong. Maybe you need to be out in the sun. You think so? Is there any possibility, like the vaccines driving of illnesses, is there any possibility that we see skin cancer going through the roof at the same time when everybody's got sunblock and everything in the world? And everybody's afraid of the sun? So the Wizard of Oz talked about it, and then you had a story this morning that I glanced at that said that sunblocks may be bad for you after all.
Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, the Environmental Working Group, again, they have the website you can go to and look at the ratings for the different sunscreens, you know, because they're talking about, and like you just said, it was on Dr. Oz this week, too, how he's saying now that sunscreens are bad for you.
Right.
But
did you just call him Dr. Oz?
I did.
Oh, you got to give me 20 push-ups now. He's the Wizard of Oz. He's not Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Actually, they made the Wizard of Oz good now, so anyway.
But they're talking about, like, the fragrance is not good for you. The high SPF is not good for you. The oxybenzone is not. The sprays or powders. Vitamin A, because what it says here is that it if you put it on topically and are exposed to sunlight, it causes
a change linked in the vitamin
to
A.
Organ toxicity and allergies.
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, vitamin A being delivered through the skin, I don't know anything about that. But do they mention the micronized metallic particles that they use to create the block?
No. And this is just somebody's blog that I'm looking at.
Right.
And I don't think she gets that technical.
Yeah.
But go to the EWGs and you can look at their guide to sunscreen.
Yeah. And I say don't use sunscreens at all. Don't use sunscreens at all. If you're a person who burns easily, then make time to spend time outdoors for 5 minutes. Just like the person who's a cardiac cripple and you get them to stand first. Get outdoors for 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, and just ease into it. That's all. Just ease into it. The sun is good for you. If it wasn't good for you, you wouldn't be sitting there listening to us right now talk, because our species would have been gone already, because we were under the sun until it got dark every day. Okay? We wouldn't have made it this far. Critical thinking, folks. This is all about critical thinking skills. And that's why I say the new evolutionary selection pressure is information. Where are you getting your information from? Those people who continue to follow the mainstream wrong information, there will be whole gene lines erased 150 years from now.
Okay, so speaking of where you're getting your information, this blog that I'm looking at is from someone called The Food Babe.
Okay.
And she has a link on here for her recommended reading. Guess what one of her recommended readings
is? I'm afraid to ask.
The China Study.
Yeah.
And I know some of our audience members read her blog and post her things often, and The China Study is one of her recommended readings.
The China Study is another one of the vegan-esque books out there that's saying that protein is the cause of cancer. Really? Really? I mean, you know.
So just be careful where you're getting your information
from. It's all
from.
About critical thinking, folks. Think about it. Everybody who eats protein gets cancer? No. No. And they tried to look at casein. And also they looked at a population of Chinese. And we know what polymorphisms are. We know that you have to eat the way your ancestors ate. So, you got to take the good with the bad. She's probably got a good blog.
And she does. Some of the things she posts are good. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, use your critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
Take
what you can.
What you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have some things to talk about from listeners, right?
Okay, there's a couple here. Jeremy Player posted about the people who are taking DNP. Didn't you do a show on that?
No, I never did a show on DNP, and I probably wouldn't do a show on DNP just because it's a dangerous and illegal substance, and by doing a show on it, you might actually invite people to use it.
He had posted the article about the medical student that was taking DNP and she died.
Yeah, she cooked herself on the inside. Here's what I find interesting about that. They made it a point to say she was a medical student, right?
Right.
Because that somehow implies that she has special knowledge of biochemistry and biology and she was a medical student and she died from this. You never hear on the news that a guy was in a car accident and got killed. By the way, he worked at the UAW plant. He built cars. Where you go, oh, wait a minute. He built cars. He should know better. He shouldn't get in car accidents. She was a student. That's all she was. Medical student. Doctors do stupid stuff every single day. Okay. And so doctors aren't, the brain pools here. But DNP is a very, very dangerous product. And the lethal dose is just milligrams away from the effective dose. And if your scale is bad, you can hurt yourself. Or if the company that's selling you the DNP makes a mistake, you can hurt yourself. DNP is actually a synthetic, a man-made material that was used as a solvent. Why somebody put it in their mouth, I still don't understand. But anyway, what it does is it causes a phenomenon called mitochondrial uncoupling, which makes the mitochondria have to work harder to produce the same amount of energy. So what's the byproduct? Heat. It's extremely thermogenic. People who take DNP talk about sweating profusely, constantly. Their aerobic conditioning drops. They get out of breath easily. They're winded. They have a hard time walking upstairs. Really? Why not just get the lap band surgery and join Chris Christie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is dangerous stuff, folks. I mean, you can lose a ton of weight by getting cancer. You want to lose weight by getting cancer? Of course not. You say, Carl, that's stupid. I wouldn't do that. No. So why would you put something so toxic, so dangerous, that the margin of safety is so narrow that the dose you're taking could kill you just to burn more fat? I mean, really. DNP is very, very bad stuff. Very bad stuff. I would never take DNP. Never, ever, ever. And there's a lot of things I would do, that some people would think were reckless.
Mm-hmm.
Like eat beef.
Jason Leloup posted on our Superhuman Network page that he just took advantage of the GLC to buy one, get
we're
one.
We're free, yeah, the BOGO, okay.
Uh-huh.
And just wanted us to know that. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you so much. And you know what?
Thanks
a good opportunity supporting the sponsors.
Yeah, thanks for supporting the sponsors.
I get emails from people all the time and messages on Facebook, and people say, this is what a great resource the show is. And it's free. And I'm like, really? Well, how else would it be? I mean, how else can you do a radio show? It has to be for free. It's got to be out there for everybody who wants to take advantage of the information to be involved. All we ask is that you support the sponsors. And I don't mean buy everything just willy-nilly, but if you're going to buy a product and there's a sponsor who sells the product and there's a non-sponsor who sells the product, we say give the sponsor who sells the product maybe 1%, 2% more gravity than the other company. And support the sponsors whenever possible because they make the show free. It wouldn't be free without sponsors. So there you go.
And our sponsors are really good.
Yeah, and we're trying to clean it up. You know, I'm working hard about this. As somebody said, you know, this and that and about me supporting products that aren't healthy or something like that. And we actually are making a big effort to clean, you know. I mean, I'm only using Way Natural USA, and it's good for me, too, to do this, to get more of the chemicals out of my diet.
I made a, with the Way Natural chocolate, I made a no-bake cookie with it,
yeah,
with some steel-cut oats and some almond butter.
It was so good. I'm waiting for you to make more. You keep saying you're
going
to make more. Make
today.
Them today.
I'll make them today.
You heard that. So I come on the air Monday, I'm going to say whether or not Elisa made the cookies today. So there you go. I've been dying for them.
Okay.
All right. So what else? Do we have anything else?
No, that's it.
Thank you for listening. It's been a great week. We have had lots of great shows. We have another great week already planned for next week, so we hope that you will listen. Then you have anything, any closing comments, Elisa?
Nope.
Well, with that being the case, we say goodbye. See you next week.
Bye.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.